Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why you should never chase women who jerk you around. I've got an email. This is from a guy. I don't know how long he's been following me for. He doesn't say, or whether or not he's read the book, but he's making a few mistakes when it comes to setting a date with a girl he met in dance class. So he said the first date went well. They didn't kiss or anything. The second date, they did a little bit of kissing. And on the third date, she canceled saying she wasn't feeling well. And then he asked her if she's going to be feeling better the next day. She says, I don't know. I'll let you know. And so about an hour before they were supposed to get together for what he thought was a rescheduled date, she's like, oh, I still don't feel well. And so he got a little butthurt and angry in his reply. And then he hasn't heard from her since. And so this is a good email because for most guys, this is what the majority of the women that you're going to ask out are going to be like. They're not going to be super excited, super into you, super willing to go out on dates and be excited. It's kind of like a eh. But at the end of the day, you as a man, you want what you want. And some of these women who are marginally interested, in other words, on a scale of 1 to 10, their attraction level is maybe around a 5 or a 6, with time and taking careful measure steps, like I discussed in 3% Man, you can raise it and get her to fall head over heels in love with you. Me personally, I prefer love at first sight. I prefer instant connection where you meet. It's easy. It's effortless from the get-go. All of my closest friends, that's the way it was when we met. There are people in your life, and when you're young, you just haven't had enough life experience for this to have happened enough. But being 52, been through several decades in my life, you recognize when it happens, and it feels different when you meet somebody that you just connect with, and you genuinely like being around them, and they genuinely like being around you. But the reality is, when it comes to dating, at the end of the day, a smoking hot girl is a smoking hot girl. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And my job as a coach is to help people get what they want. And so what you see with this particular email is what a guy deals with. And there's just, you really can't make too many mistakes or get butthurt without completely turning off a woman who has marginal interest. So it brings up a good point, and I wouldn't say this is a quote I wrote because I don't think I'm going to be writing any more quotes, because the last one that I wrote the other day about comparing, saying women are like cats, apparently Facebook and Instagram now think that that is hate speech, and so it got removed from my Instagram. I asked them to review it. They said, yep, we reviewed it. It's definitely hate speech, which, I mean, it's just absurd, and Facebook, I'm still waiting. And so my videos are monetized on where they were monetized on Facebook. And so now my monetization is suspended for 90 days pending review. And obviously they're dragging their feet and they're taking their time. Keep in mind, I'm an advertiser who spent somewhere around $1 million with them over the last 10 years in advertising. And oh yeah, we're going to get around to reviewing that for you. And so it's obvious that the green-haired and purple-haired lunatics, the leftists, the Marxists that are slowly overtaking they pretty much have taken over the tech companies. They're all worried about people getting upset and butthurt and offended. We'd rather not have that. So we'll just ban, deboost your page so you're not able to reach your audience, because we don't want people getting upset. Because obviously saying women are like cats and men are like dogs, that's just too offensive to people. So the other thing is, I would highly encourage you to do, because of the reality we live in, is to go to my Rumble, Coach Corey Wayne, and subscribe to my Rumble account, because I'm going to be posting exclusive content there. And slowly over the next year or two, I'm going to be migrating more and more of my videos and things to my members area on my website, because it's pretty obvious. We all know what's going on with shadow banning. I did a video where I went into detail. I mean, I got shadow banned on Facebook. And so we did a video this past week where I went through TikTok, went through the fact I got banned on Pinterest for no explanation, no reason a couple years ago, being shadow banned on Facebook, being shadow banned on Instagram, having none of those accounts growing. They're just kind of muddle along, and that's the world we live in, unfortunately. And so it's going to get harder and harder on those platforms as time goes by, just because the participation trophy generation is in charge of things there. And that's the world we live in. So Rumble, you're pretty much still allowed to say what you want to say. You've probably noticed in my YouTube videos over the past several years that I don't say the things that I used to say as willingly as I used to say them, because they're too overly fucking sensitive. So, I mean, I assume at some point my Instagram and my Facebook will go the way of Pinterest. And that's the way it is. So if you guys like my content and you want to continue following me, I highly encourage you go to Rumble, Coach Corey Wayne, and follow me there. So one of the things that I would, and so if you like my quotes, I highly encourage you to get one of my two quotes books. The second one is out now, Quotes, Ruminations, Contemplations, Volume 2. And obviously Volume 1, which has been out for about a year. So if you want to hear my quotes, because it's just not worth it to take the time to write these up and have Jennifer do the Instagram image and post them out there to have them get banned or say, oh, this is hate speech. I mean, to me, it's the most fucking ridiculous thing in the world to say women are like cats, which we all know is true, for those of you who are familiar with my work. But you can't say that anymore because somebody might get fucking upset. Anyways, regarding this email, something I want you guys to keep in mind is that the Thich Nhat Hanh quote, remember, you must love in such a way that the person you love feels free. And so with this particular email and this situation that this guy is in here, is you want to give women the freedom to follow through on plans and commitments with you, or to flake out and disappear from your life forever. So, because it gives them the freedom to come and go as they please. And you want somebody that chose to be with you as well, not somebody that's just kind of going along to get along. Because the reality is a lot of women marry men that they're not in love with. And the guys just have no idea. I mean, you just look at the red pill community. It's full of dudes that have no idea. They can't tell when a woman's in love with them or not. A lot of them make the mistake of assuming, just because the girl's with them, that she cares for them. And that's the thing that sets my book apart from all those guys that are in there basically look for reasons to validate their choices and why they did nothing wrong. But if you can't tell if a woman really is into you or not, you're going to make colossal mistakes. So with that in mind, let's go through his email. He says, hello, Corey. Glad you joined the Bearded Gang. I pretty much had a beard off and on since I started doing videos, so I don't know what you're talking about. But okay, this is me officially saying welcome to the club. Now to the meaty part of the email. I met a girl during a dance class over a month ago. We were on two dates, and the first date there was no kiss. Second date, which was her idea, two smooches on the lips. Ooh, sounds passionate. The thing is, we had a long break with seeing each other on dates, no time, holidays, sickness, etc., but we see each other in dance class still, where she still always follows me around and tries to get my attention. When we started class, she was leaving her gym bag on the opposite side of the room, but all of a sudden, she always comes to me at the beginning to leave her bag near mine. That's what women do when they like you. They put themselves in your orbit so you can make something happen. This is why it's so important not to get angry, not to get upset, is you want to create the conditions where women feel safe and comfortable being around you. And if they choose not to, that's okay as well. I'm just trying to present what I think the interest is there, but I had a problem not so long ago with her. We were supposed to meet on a day to check out another dance studio. It was her idea, and she was there once, showed me what they were doing, and stated, yep, you're coming with me next time. I smiled and asked, do I even have a choice in this matter? And she looked at me and smiled and said, no. I would have said, okay, well, let's plan it. What day are you available? And make a definite day, definite time, definite place to get together. That's one of the things I see that this guy's not doing. He's not making definite plans. And with a woman with marginal interest in you, when you communicate that and you leave things up in the air, nine times out of ten, she's going to jerk you around and blow you off because there's no consequences. And you're communicating that your time is really not that valuable. And you're not taking charge by being direct and decisive. You're kind of leaving it up in the air. So if you leave it up in the air with a woman, she's going to tend to leave it up in the air as well. The next day, we were supposed to have a fun date that I planned. On the day of the dance class, she let me know she can't go and that her head hurts and she feels sick. I believed her. It was her idea and she loves to learn dancing. I said, that's okay. And asked her if she thinks she'll be okay tomorrow. So I guess they were going to see each other in dance class and then they had a date the day after. She said she's not sure and she'll let me know. So when a woman says, hey, I'm not sure, I'll let you know. You say, hey, well, why don't we plan it? You do the takeaway. This is where you do the takeaway I talk about in the book. Because you want to make sure she's not going to waste your time. And this also communicates that you value your time. And so you do the takeaway to see, is she okay with not meeting up? Because again, you're making it easy for her to flake out. You're making it easy for her to not see you. So rejection breeds obsession. It's like, I mean, all of advertising is limited time offer. I mean, if you look at the email subscribe on my website, just that little thing that says for a limited time, when I've taken that off, because we've tested this, you know, many years ago, it was like 30, 40% less email subscribes. Just without the time constraint there, you get less people signed up. But when you're like, hey, it's a limited time offer, be like, ooh, I better sign up now. It's just human psychology. It's the way we're wired. Scarcity creates value. And if something appears to be scarce, people are going to value it more. And that's why the takeaway, when it comes to setting dates, is so effective to make a woman shit or get off the pot. To make sure she's all in and definitely wants to see you. Or if she doesn't really care and she's just looking to waste your time and get a free meal or whatever, or some free drinks, that you can dip out and avoid wasting your time and your money. So the way the takeaway works is when she gives you this kind of an answer and she says, oh, she's not sure, she'll let me know. And when you go, okay, yeah, that sounds fine, you just basically told her it's okay to waste my time. But if your time is valuable and if you're like most busy professionals, you don't have a lot of free days and nights available to make dates. And when you have free time, you want to spend it with people that actually care about you and want to be with you and are excited to be with you. So when you get, oh, I'm not sure, I'll let you know, you say, you know what, why don't we just do it another time when you know you're feeling well? Why don't you give it some time to get better and we'll make plans another time. And then you shut up and don't say anything else and wait for her response. And if she really wants to see you and she values you, she's like, no, I definitely want to keep the date. It's like, okay, well, let's do it then. But if she just goes, okay, yeah, let's just do it some other time, then you know she really wasn't that into it and you don't need to waste any more time calling or texting her or try to invite her on a date because you want somebody that's excited to be with you. He said, I decided those are special circumstances and allowed her to do that. That's not what the book teaches, my man. But that's why you're sending me the email. I don't know if this guy's read it or not. He didn't say. The next day, though, I had to ask her myself if everything is all right. And she replied an hour before the date that she feels unwell. An hour before. Huh. This made me kind of angry because she could have let me know in the morning when she probably already knew we were not going to meet up. Well, dude, in all fairness, no one will ever do or say anything to you that you don't invite them to do. And you put it out there that way. You create the conditions to where it was okay to jerk you around because you communicated your time was invaluable, but you were desperate to see her. You were willing to create the possibility where this woman wastes your time just to have some time with her. It shows that you're more into her than she is into you. And that you're willing to... Because if you don't value your time, guess what? Nobody else will either. And that's what you communicate, that your time is really not worth anything. And so therefore, if your time's not worth anything, there's no consequences for her wasting it. He says, that way I could have time to reschedule with someone else or do something else. I tried not to be a dick, but I stated to her that I'm kind of a busy guy. I'm kind of a busy guy. If you were a busy guy, you would have done the takeaway. And she needs to let me know if she says she will. Otherwise, it's not going to work for us. I wouldn't have handled it that way because if you got a woman who's marginally into you and then you get upset and angry, when you kind of created the conditions for this. This is on you, bro, because you're the leader. You're the one that's making the date. And so it's up to you to make sure people don't waste your fucking time. And so it's like you invited her to do it. And then she wastes your time and then you're pissed off at her for your own weakness. I mean, that's the reality. The red pill guys hate it when I at the end of the day, what did John Shula say? He said, strong men blame themselves. Weak men blame others. And that's all I see from these guys. And it's constantly, it's in the comments every day, all day, every day. People are like, why do you bring it up? Because they're constantly in my comments on different videos complaining how it's not the guy's fault. It's always the woman's fault, not theirs. I was like, okay, dude. Well, that was your best thinking to get involved with her. So as long as it's not your fault, then there's nothing for you to fix and you don't get better. She started to apologize but didn't reply to the last part. Scarcity creates value because, again, you communicated your time was not valuable. If you don't value your time, nobody else will either. That was a week ago and no text from her. Pretty normal as we don't have a need to text since we're seeing each other during dance classes. Should I reach out to her myself? What, invite her to jerk you around again? Remember what I said in the very beginning, that quote. Give women the freedom to follow through on plans and commitments with you or to flake out and disappear from your life forever. And that's what you're doing here. Should I reach out to her myself or wait to see her in class or wait for her to make an effort to push things forward? Again, she wasted your time. And the late, great Doc Love used to say, hey, woman cancels a date at the last minute, she's out forever. She gets one chance per woman per life. That's pretty harsh. Pretty black and white. And a woman that's super into you is not going to jerk you around because she doesn't want to risk ruining her chances with you. But a woman doesn't really give a shit and she has plenty of dudes throwing their dicks at her, she's not going to care. So what I would do, I would never call or text her again for any reason. When you go to class, if you see her, smile, wave at her, and then go about your business. Talk to other girls in the class. Give other women your attention. And then just pretend like she's not there. I'm not saying to ignore on purpose. I'm saying to focus on the other women there. Because in your mind, you're like, I crossed her off my list. I didn't like how she treated me. So unless she reaches out, I'm not going to do anything. And then if she does reach out, then assume she wants to see you and make a date. But you got to have a definite date, definite time, definite place to get together. You got to have definite plans. But I'd never call or text her again for any reason because in your mind, based on her behavior, you'd be like, yeah, this girl's not into me enough to warrant me reaching out to her. She communicated my time wasn't valuable. I mean, at the end of the day, you want a date. Now you just got was a little bit of kissing. It's like, it doesn't sound like there's much passion there on her part. She enjoys the attention and the validation that you're giving her, but I would give your time and attention to other women in your class and let her come over and earn your time and attention. Be nice, be playful to her, don't bring it up. You know, if she wants to come out and apologize, say, hey, no problem, maybe you can make it up to me by making me dinner. What's your schedule like? And then invite her over to your place to make dinner together. Because you know her from class, it's not like some complete stranger that you only talk to for 3 minutes on a dating app. You see her often. But that's how I would handle this. And so remember, go to rumble.com, look up Coach Corey Wayne, and subscribe and follow me there because at least right now in the present day and age, that's the one place where you're pretty much able to have free speech and say what you want to say in videos. Because all the rest of the platforms are, the walls are closing in and you just can't say what you want to say anymore. And I mean, go look at my older videos on how I used to be versus the way I am now. It's like you're constantly walking on eggshells worrying about what the leftists are going to get butthurt over. And, you know, what I love about the thing with the Instagram and the Facebook, you violate our community standards on hate speech. Well, it's like you read them. They're perfect, purposely written vague. So whoever the reviewer is can interpret them however the hell they want. They can just say, well, it's like saying women are like cats is hate speech. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, even Jennifer, who's a leftist, thought it's absurd. She's like, I can't see anywhere where this is hate speech. But it's obvious that they're just too sensitive. Or maybe they probably don't like my political outlook or, you know, my business or what I do. It's like, whatever. It's just, it's the way it is. You know, eventually, with enough time, those woke idiots end up destroying the platform, and Facebook's got lots of problems with revenue now, with the Apple privacy update, and you know the fact they've banned so many people in the last few years. It's like now it's starting to affect their bottom line. So it's like people are eventually, it might take 5, may take 10 years or 15 years, they go to other platforms. And then they'll go the way of MySpace. It's like, that's what happens. Get woke, go broke. So if you got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.